Okay.
Okay, Dundalk captain Brian Gartland. Brian, massive game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a step on again. Livadia proves to be a tough opponent, and I think everyone saw, you know, before and after the first leg, we were saying how, you know, they were a good side. They showed that in Oriel last week, so it was a massive win for us. And although obviously, you know, we can improve on the second half performance. Defensively, we were brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Look, you did your business away from home first, and like when you came home, you still have obviously had to do what you had to do, and it was a very good performance. We're back to the situation where we've been the last few years. First, the home leg tie first, you know, I've already kind of got a wee bit of reaction from you. You say it really doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it doesn't. Listen, you can say people have their preferences, but it's always looking back on games. You think that's why you have your preference. You go away and you keep it tight. But if you come on, you know, you then have a home leg second and you can see the goal, you know, sloppy or bad decision or something like that, you then need two goals and it's a tough task, sort of thing. So, you know, that can be a pro in your second leg being away, that if you go and get a goal, it's worth twice, you know. But it all depends on what we do tomorrow night. That will decide whether, you know, you prefer the first leg at home or away.
Yeah, but you know, looking at it tomorrow night, I suppose I always seem to be finding myself asking this question: when you're at home, it's really important that, as far as possible, that you don't concede.
Yeah, obviously, you know, especially when that's the first leg. You know, in the second leg, you know where you're at if you have a lead like last week or at home or, you know, so on. But yeah, it's a clean sheet is very important when you're at home first. Like, it gives you every chance of going through in the tie. Whether you draw nil all or you win 1-0 or 2-0 or whatever at home, if you keep a clean sheet, you've got a massive chance then in the second leg going away.
The experience, you know, the club's team has built up over the years. I know there's been a lot of new players come in since the first European team, but you've been there throughout. But you know, you've got a very good bunch of players around you that know what to expect, know what to do, and you know you can hold your place with anybody.
Yeah, as we've shown over the years, you know, when you come on the pitch, it's 11v11, and you know, names and money might be, I suppose, seen as a different thing when you're playing big stars or people that have been at big clubs and, you know, want big wages. But when you get on the pitch, we just try to match and I suppose better our opponents as best we can. We believe in ourselves, believe in what we're doing and what the gaffer has us doing. Yeah, I suppose these are massive games and you love them.
It's the level of, you know, heights of thought that people have for the club. You know, when you're judging, when the draw came out for this thing, you know, you knew who you'd have to play if you beat Livadia. But, you know, normally on paper they have a hugely strong team, internationals and whatever, and, you know, there'll be people talking that maybe Livadia are firm favourites, but that's not the case now. There's nobody saying that.
You mean Milan?
Yeah,
well, obviously with their experience and, you know, there's so many internationals in the team and, you know, lads with caps and people that have played at great standards in the league and obviously over in Cyprus and different places in Greece and all.
Spain.
Yeah, you know, people will probably put them in as favourites and, you know, that's fine with us. But listen, none of that matters. You know, all that matters is what's on the pitch tomorrow.
It's been a great season for you so far, and I just ask, just finally, you have the very important matter of Bohemians on Sunday. You know, when tomorrow night's over, that's what you focus on. It's a lot then to have to refocus then straight for Sunday, isn't it?
It is, but that's the nature of the game, and that's the nature of when you're successful. So I've dealt with it every year. We've done well in Europe, you know. Each of the years we've had to squeeze in games, you know, in different places between European games and that. And it's tough, and it's mentally is a challenge for people to adapt and switch off from Europe straight away and get on to these other games. But this year we've the best squad, and we're saying it the whole time. So that's where we expect to show it.
Is it better to get games like Bohemians out of the way rather than if you do go on and be successful in Europe, I mean, the game is piled up, rather than having to maybe be playing two or three games a week, just to get the game out of the way anyway?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't take it as get the game out of the way, because it's vital to us. So,
yeah.
You know, we don't have that attitude towards it at all. We have it that, like, if we're there, we have to play the game. You know, yeah. we're fully focused, because those 3 points would be vital to stay top or go back on top of Cork on Friday night. So, but at the moment, we're focused on Thursday night, but as soon as Thursday night's gone, no matter the results, we'll be switched on to the Bohemians game, and that will get our full attention for Sunday.
How are you feeling just over 24 hours to go, and what's the feeling like being at training today?
Yeah, it's great. I'm feeling good, but just we're in a good vein of form. We've got, I suppose, it's nearly everyone fit. You know, we're just missing a couple, and there's a great buzz about it. It's like with the supporters, with the squad, there's a great buzz about the lads, and every time when you've got occasions and big games like this, everyone wants to be involved, and you know, it's makes hard decisions for the gaffer, you know, and who to play and who's not to. So everyone's in great form, and you know, even the lads that I suppose might feel they hard done by when they're not in it, they're rowing behind and support everyone else, so it's good.
And I mean, you're living in Dundalk now and have been for quite a while. You're obviously well known around the area. It's fantastic to see how the success of the club over the last few years, how it's caught the imagination. I mean, the kids are all wearing black and white. You don't see Man United, Liverpool jerseys around the place. It's all Dundalk, and it's fantastic to see that.
Yeah, it's great to see, and it shows the strength the club's gone to, you know, from I suppose when back in 2013, 2012-13, when you know, it was the other side of things, and you know, it's only 5 years, and the changeover, and there's not many clubs in Ireland, where towns in Ireland, where you see the local club's jersey being worn instead of the Premier League. So it's great to see, and you know, a big effect I hope that comes from it is that a lot of local young lads now, you know, whether they're playing football in schoolboy leagues, you know, they come through the ranks, and you know, in a few years' time, you'll have more Dundalk lads coming through and able to play at this standard. I suppose that's what you hope to see. You see it after, I suppose, Italian 90, you know, and then the generation, a decade later or so.
Yeah.
You know, you're hoping to have that same effect up here, because there's great support for the club, and I can imagine, you know, if there was more, I suppose, Dundalk boys on the team, the support would, you know, go up two or threefold. But again, I suppose, you know, there's great work being done behind the scenes with schoolboy clubs. I know the under-13s, I was down with them the other night. It's been a great job. And then the club here have 15s, 17s and 19s and a structure in place now. So that will do well going that way.
We're bringing us in the very best of luck tomorrow. And I'm sure everybody in the area is really plumbing for you, and I'm sure around the country.
Lovely. Cheers, Judy.
Thanks a million. Thanks very much. Gentlemen, thank you.